BFBS. Your stories. Mount Pleasant, the Falklands.
We're up at the post office finding out a little bit more about e-blueys. Tracy, tell us a little bit about e-blueys.
They were made up to improve the speed of mail delivery between service personnel wherever they were in the world, and most have like the families in UK and Germany, so it's the fastest way to get something across. It works exactly the same as an email would with like a Yahoo or a Hotmail account, but we get them downloaded here in our office, so you actually open them up like a letter. And obviously with the ash cloud the way it is at the moment and delays to the air bridge, at least people can still open something up on a morning.
And I guess it's great, isn't it, receiving a letter. It might be better than an email because you actually physically get something to hold and to open.
Yeah, it's the opening that counts, I think, what people like. So it's just like that, they're receiving the mail and they've got something to open. So
who can actually use this facility?
All of British Forces personnel, families.
Am I right in saying that if you send an e-blue from theatre here, example, the guys can receive an e-blue out in Afghan and everywhere else?
Yeah, it goes to the server from here. If they were writing to someone in Afghan, it would leave here, go to the server in Northolt. The post office in Afghanistan would then download it, print it off, and gets delivered.
And how often do you download and deliver them? What's sort of the cycle of that?
We download our e-blueys every morning at 8 o'clock, and I have two civilians who go around delivering mail internally.
They're completely secure, there's nobody can read the e-blueys apart from the recipient, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Once we press print, it goes through a system where it's folded up and then goes through, it's glued, and comes out the other end looking like a letter. So no, we don't see at all what's inside.
Can any attachments be put on there? Can you put a photo on the... How does it work?
Yeah, I know on radio, but I printed one off here for you to have a look at, but they can't see on the radio. This is a picture that you attach the picture, not as an attachment, you actually paste it on to the e-bluey, so you know what size so it won't go over, and it prints off in colour. So if you have like a children's birthday party and the husbands or the mothers are out here, it's nice to see it in colour with the children and everything.
Or fantastic.
Or you can also do your pets.
So basically anything and anything, yeah?
Anything, yeah. Anything you want.
How about setting up an account? Is that easy to do as well?
Yeah, all they have to do is go on to the website, which is bfpo.org.uk, and you get access to the BFPO homepage. You would then double click onto the eBluey link to gain access to the eBluey. It would say new eBluey member. You would click on that and then just complete your registration details like you would on a Yahoo or Hotmail account, where they ask for your email password. Then you would put your name, address in and everything, and then send it off to be processed, and then it would come back with confirmation.
And how much does all this cost?
Nothing. It's part of the welfare package. So if people are struggling or they don't know how to do it, they're quite welcome to come into the post office at MPA and we will help them register an account.
Your stories. BFBS.